Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Mem test. Just before the Mishnah, the Gemara questions whether the type of moisture that causes greater problems of hatmana is lachin machmas atman, natural moisture, or even lachin machmas davaracher, artificial moisture. The Gemara tries to prove that it must include artificial moisture, since mochen and ksus, flocking and clothing, are said to have this moisture, and neither of them have any natural moisture. So the only other option is artificial moisture. But the Gemara rejects this proof because even mochen and ksus can have natural moisture if they were plucked from a sweaty area of the animal, like between the animal's thighs. First Mishnah on the Daf lists a variety of items that it's permissible to insulate with on Erev Shabbos, meaning these are items that are not considered to be Mosif Hevel. Since the list of the Mishnah included Kanfeyona, dove's feathers, amongst the items that it's permissible to insulate with, so the Gemara tells us the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim, who wore tefillin at the risk of death by the hands of the Roman government, and when the authorities caught up with him, he quickly removed his tefillin and hid them in his hand. When they asked, Maza Biadecha, what's in your hand? He responded, Kanfeyona, that he was holding a bird. Sure enough, Pashat es yado, v'nimtzu kanfeyona. He opened his hands, and dove's wings were there. Lefichach koronoso Elisha bal kanafayim. That's how he earned the title, Elisha bal kanafayim. Elisha chose the dove amongst all birds, because the Jewish people are similar to a dove, in that, mayona kanafeh maginos aleha, af Yisrael mitzvos maginos alehen. That our mitzvos protect us, similar to how a dove's wings protect the dove. The Gemara then clarifies that when Rabbi Yehuda prohibits insulating with coarse material, he refers to coarse na'ores shel pishtan, flax combings, and not coarse nesores shel charoshin, carpenter sawdust, as a parenthetical point. The Mishnah says that tomnin b'shlachin u'metaltalin, you're allowed to insulate using animal hides, and then to move them on Shabbos. Metaltalin osan, you're allowed to move them, since the animal hides themselves are not muktzah. The Gemara quotes two opinions, whether that's only true of shlachin shel balabayis, hides of an individual who has no hope of ever selling them, or even shlachin shalum, on hides of a craftsman who may come to sell them. So Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar holds only shlachin shel balabayis is not muktzah, but Rabbi Chanina bar Chama holds even Shal Uman is not Muktzah. And he proved it from the fact that his own father was a tanner who would occasionally use hides to sit on, a clear proof that they had a practical use for Shabbos. After two unsuccessful attempts to prove one side or the other to be correct, the Gemara notes that there is a brisa where the Tanakhama supports Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar and Rabbi Yossi supports Rabbi Chanina ben Chama. So it's in fact a machlokas Tanaim. Once we mention one machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar and Rabbi Chanina bar Chama about animal hides, we mention another machlokas between the same two Amoraim as well. Had the Tanan avos melachos arba'im chasrachas kenegin mi? What do the 39 melachos of Shabbos correspond to? Amulu Rabbi Chanina bar Chama kenegin avodos hamishkan. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama holds they correspond to the acts done in the construction, or some Rishonim hold the functioning, the daily functioning of the Mishkan. This view is supported by an explicit brisa that goes out of its way to parallel the actions of the Mishkan and the melachos of Shabbos. Amar Luhu Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Elazar, Kacham Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya, Keneged Melacha Melachto Umelechas Shabbatora. No, corresponding to the 39 times the words Melechas, Melacha, and Melachto appear in the Torah. That's what the 39 Melachas of Shabbos correspond to. Rav Yosef questions exactly which mentions of Melacha count toward the 39, but leaves that question unresolved. And that's the final discussion on the Daf, is what they correspond, what the 39 Melachas of Shabbos correspond to. Is it the activities done in the Mishkan, or is it the time that derivations of the word Melacha appear in the Torah?